Newton gets the 46-40 win over Indianola to take the season series with Indianola. And joining us down the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Coach Jason Carter. And Jason, another tough battle with Indianola, but you found a way to win.
Yeah, another close one with them. It kind of seems to be
status quo, huh?
Yeah, for sure. They're a tough group, and they play a lot of young kids, and they're going to be really tough to deal with here over the next couple of years for sure.
Had a good performance by King Klein. I don't think I've seen him that aggressive offensively in a while.
Yeah, I was really, really excited to see that out of Caden. For him, he's been struggling a little bit, especially offensively. We know he's always going to do all the other things really, really well at a high level. But I was really excited to see him gain some confidence tonight at the offensive end. And, I thought it started with him really, he's just attacking the rim, and finishing it up at a level that most guys can't get up to, And when Caden really attacks, he's a tough guard.
Yeah, he was real aggressive there in the first half especially, and got you guys out to a good start. And then it looks like, according to my account, looks like we got about 7 threes that fell for you tonight, and that really kind of helped bring the defense out a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And, that's something that we have to do. Another thing that really kind of spaced it out for us, too, and, I know the scoreboard shows Cade didn't score, but he's a huge part of why we were able to get to the rim tonight because, teams scout him, and they know how good of a shooter he is, and they came out and face-guarded him everywhere, and, we said, so what? Set really good screens, play defense, and it's going to open some things up for some other guys. And, I thought Caden and Landon really, really took advantage of how they were guarding Cade tonight.
Yeah, Landon got 15 points, did a good job, and as always, hit the boards pretty good for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so proud of Landon and how far he's come in the last year. He's been a huge part of our success this year. And it's really hard for me to take him off the floor because he just does everything. He plays defense, he scores at multiple levels. He's a great communicator and just, a really great senior to have on our team.
So nice to get these close wins, too. The team coming down the stretch executed that last play here. I assume that was drawn up because it looked like it was a nice back screen or something that got him free.
We knew because they were switching defenses a lot in the fourth quarter. And we knew, again, with them playing Cade the way they were and even started playing Caden in the second half the way they were, if they set really good screens, it was going to open some things up, and Landon found a wide open opportunity in the middle, and he converted. So, props to the boys for grinding that one out and finding a way to win.
What was the message at halftime? You knew, this was going to go down to the wire. You were up by three. You ended up, I believe, giving up the lead there briefly. But, what would you tell them at the halftime?
Just keep doing what we're doing and value every single possession. Every single possession matters in a close game. And you can't get frustrated when something doesn't go your way, because a lot of times it's how you respond to frustrating plays which determine these close games. And just keep rebounding and keep playing defense. I thought our defense down the stretch won us the game. We really battled and even gave up a couple offensive rebounds there late, and gave them opportunities to tie it up, but in the end, we got stops when it mattered most, and made some free throws when it mattered.
Definitely. And they're early in the fourth quarter. Everybody just seemed to be kind of struggling there. I don't think we scored either one scored until about halfway through.
I looked up. It was like 4 minutes in, and I think you're right. Nobody scored. But, again, that's why, when shots are falling at the offensive end, you got to continually pay attention to detail at the other end, because defense can absolutely keep you in games when you're struggling offensively. And I thought really both sides did a pretty good job of that when both sides were struggling offensively in the fourth quarter. Just happy our kids made a few more plays there in the end.
So now you get to enjoy this one for a few days, and then you got Dallas Center Grimes. I know you weren't real pleased with the way you guys performed there.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You want to do better there against them.
Oh, for sure. They're a super talented team with probably the best player in the conference. Last time we played them was not an indicator of who we are as a group. We just want to come out and just compete the way we know we're capable of, and roll the ball out there and see what happens.
All right. Well, thanks, Jason, for coming up and talking with us.
Yep. Thank you.
Congratulations on the win. Jason Carter joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, after Newton gets the 46-40 win over Indianola.